Good morning. It is 10:01 a.m. We are here today, March 12, 2020, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA-PA 20-002 Guam Medical Referral Service versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will appellant GMRS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Thomas Fisher. I'm the owner of Appellant Guam Medical Referral Service. There are no other individuals besides myself present representing GMRS.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Matthew Wolf from the AG's office representing GSA. And present also is the Chief Procuring Officer, Claudia Akfaji. Sorry about this one. And also Anita Cruz.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
How's everybody's travel schedule?
Good question. I was supposed to leave first week of April, but I'm going to cancel that.
Good.
Nothing pending. At least until August, I assume we'll have this wrapped up by then.
We better.
Well, with many a slip.
Anyway, this morning we're here for setting of the hearings and schedule. We've already received, or the comments from the agency, the rebuttal is due on the 13th.
Of March?
Yes.
Okay.
The 11th was due for yesterday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Were there any motions filed, or are there going to be any motions filed in this case?
Yes, I filed one yesterday.
Okay. The opposition to the motion is due to, on the 18th?
Is that correct?
Yeah. 7 days? 10 days? Yes.
Today's next Wednesday, then?
Yes. And then reply to the opposition is due the following Wednesday on the 25th.
I'm sorry, 25th reply, okay.
We will schedule the motion hearing for 10 a.m. on the morning, on morning of March the 30th, Monday. I will expect all hearing material, exhibits, witnesses, list of issues by Friday, April the 3rd. Hearing briefs will be due on Good Friday the 10th. And your formal hearing will be Monday, the Easter Monday.
What day is it?
The 13th.
Formal hearing. I missed that, I'm sorry. When is the formal hearing?
The formal hearing will be the day after Easter.
13th. Okay.
Will you be issuing a written order?
Yes.
Yes.
What time is that formal hearing?
10 a.m. Is that expedited enough?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Is that expedited enough?
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
I think my position is, well, right now, Well, I'm not going to preclude any option I may have. Is there an opportunity to take discovery?
It's not in the rules.
You have tremendous discretion.
I understand. What kind of discovery would you need?
Well, you know that the issue here is the, as we put it, the reweighing of the evaluative factors. We received the agency's procurement record as well as their, I forgot what the other set of documents is called, but we got their records. And there's no evidence, any evidence of why the reweighing took place. So I think I'd like to talk to the agency about that. We're going to do that through a deposition.
I mean, we addressed that in the motion. Just a couple sections just on reweighing.
Right. I mean, of course the agency has a position on why it was done, but what I'm saying is there's just no evidence in the record whatsoever of why it was done.
My problem with that is we just issued a decision in another case. The rules don't provide for it, and the Superior Court has been adamant about not having discovery and depositions in these cases. I will make the same statement that I made in the last one. Though the law does give the public auditor, hearing officer, great discretion, I have to also look at what the courts have been doing in the years since they've been hearing these things, and they've said no. In the GPA case, or the Guam Glide case, they did file a motion for the deposition. It was argued and it was denied. And I will, without asking for a motion in this case, deny the request with the statement again from the hearing officer that we would hope that if this goes to the Superior Court that they will start to make a change, a break at that. I mean, this could be the, if you want it, the error that you want to take up and make that the point. But until and unless I get direction either from the legislature or from at least court precedent, I'm hesitant to break that open right now.
Understood.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:10 a.m.